Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I would there be no man.
Stupidity is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of crybabies.
Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
Hello, hello. What's up, Smith?
I'm Smith, that's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Maker Podcast. This is podcast number 18 already. I can't believe it.
18? Damn. Time's flying, brother.
Dude, the season's moving along. We're into the MLB playoffs. Everything, man. iHeartRadio, you can listen to us. YouTube, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Facebook, The Wager Makers Podcast, Twitter, at The Wager Makers, and Instagram, at The Wager Makers. If you want to reach out to us, let us know what you think. TheWagerMakers@gmail.com. Also, you can check all our picks at SportsWatchMonitor.com. Webb, we're finally turning the corner with these picks here. I think we're getting on a roll. Number one, Major League Baseball playoffs at Sports Watch Monitor right now. 12-5, 6280 units at 70.6 win percentage. You're red hot in Major League Baseball.
70%, baby. That's right where we need to be. I love it. I love it. We got we got the Astros in the over tonight, so we need a little bit of help. We still got some time, though.
We got to get them to start scoring runs. It's only the fifth inning right now. We got four runs up there. It's only 7.5. So if we can get to 8 runs.
Yeah, we need one big swing. We'll be right there.
Dig it. We'll be right back. But right now, number one, Major League Baseball playoffs at SportsWatchMonitor.com. And it just brings up like some things I noticed this year in the football season is I listen to these touts on the radio. I've been hearing it more and more and more often lately, just touts on the radio. I think maybe because of the legalization of sports gambling and stuff like that. I'm hearing a lot more commercials, a lot more things like that. But those dudes, man, they're so full of shit. Us, at least if we lose, we tell you we're losing.
Honest.
If we have a suck week, how many times have we been on a show? Shit, it's number 18. Probably shit.
Accountability, transparency.
Probably of 18 of these shows, probably damn 15 of them have been us starting out going, well, it was another fucking shit-ass, sorry-ass week.
Right, no doubt. No doubt. We're here every week, same shit.
But these dudes, man, and this is some of the stuff we talked about. Sharon was listening to the radio and caught him on the radio. It's just because that seems like every time I turn on the radio, I'm hearing these guys or they're either coming on one of the local sports radio shows and announcing or the commercials and stuff. But, man, they got such a spiel. I was listening to this, you know, they had the other day, they had on the radio, they had this, that Brandon Lang cat. Have you heard of him?
No.
Okay, so this is the dude. There was a movie about maybe 10 years ago. You got to check it out. It was called Two for the Money or something like that, right? It was about this cat, Brandon Lang. And Matthew McConaughey played him, and he was with Al Pacino was on in the movie too. But he's on the show, and he's going, well, you know, I was on last week, and I know I gave you the Cowboys over to Saints. He goes, but, man, after I got off the show, I started thinking about it, and I went in. I won 100 dimes. On the Saints.
He won $100,000 on the Saints after he told you to bet the Cowboys?
Right. So I'm
like, we did the same thing.
You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding. That's why we use Web. That's why we use the sportswatchmonitor.com is because you can go back and look and see what we're picking, you know? And, I just wanted to also say, too.
He's betting $100,000 on that game. Why the fuck's he messing around on some?
I watched this little YouTube channel. That dude ain't making no $100,000, I can tell you that.
He's throwing it down on a 4 o'clock football game.
He's got a YouTube channel with the same production value as we got right here. A couple headphones and a microphone.
He's gonna get the same train going behind his house I got in my garage.
Oh shit! Yeah, Brandon Lang. It was a big movie. It was a big Matthew McConaughey. He ain't no Matthew. Come on, McConaughey. That's for sure.
Matt McConaughey got 100 dimes on it.
Right.
100 dimes.
Right. Yeah. If it was Austin, it was Texas and Austin. McConaughey had that shit.
Right.
Yeah. So he comes on. He goes Dallas over the Saints. And then he's like, yeah, but I reconsidered. I thought about it. And the guy on the radio is like, oh, yeah, man, I can see how that could happen. You know, definitely, you know. And then they had this other guy come on. He's like, man, I know I didn't do too good on our picks segment last week. But, you know, just so you know, the picks I gave on the radio, they're not the same ones we give our clients.
They're not the real picks, right?
No. You got to pay to get those picks.
That's what Smith. I do the same thing to the bookie every Monday. No. I didn't mean to bet. I meant to bet the other game.
This was a miscommunication.
No. I wanted to. I had the Yankees. I didn't have the Twins.
You must have misunderstood me.
Right, that's what I tell them. No. That was for the show. That's not the real. That's not the money. You owe me $500.
Right. That's my clients. My clients are different.
Right.
Yeah. But Sharon, but I mean, how many people listen to these dudes? And that's the shit Sharon listens to. Somehow she's 3-0 by listening to a couple of these guys. But she falls for the sales pitch. Oh, I was a runner for the Vegas for 25 years, and I got this and that, this. And Sharon, she's the one, like, she don't know football from nothing, but now she's listening to football. She's the one, like, for years, I don't get this pass interference call.
Right.
She's like, the whole object of the game is to interfere with the pass. So why you call this pass interference? So the other night, I'm watching a game, and some dude makes a catch, and she goes, oh, man, he got mossed. I was like, where the fuck did you hear that at? Oh, I was listening to it, thought, like, I guess you know how they do that. We got Moss thing. I think it's Monday Night Football they're talking about.
Dude jumped over top of him something. Yep. Hell yeah.
So now she's all into this shit, but she's 3-0. She wouldn't give us any picks.
Yeah, she won't give it up now. That's it. She's tired.
She's quitting at 3-0. But anyway, I wanted to tell you, too. The Major League Baseball picks, we are on sportswatchmonitor.com, and the thing is, they're daily picks, right? It's baseball, so it's different than what we're doing here on football. But every day, I've been putting our daily picks of baseball on our Instagram account. I pop a picture of it with our picks and the lines. That way, if you guys want to check out our baseball picks every day, you can get on us. Hey, number one Major League Baseball playoffs right now, 12-5, kicking ass. So check out our.
Let's parlay that right until tomorrow. What are you thinking tomorrow?
Well, we got two game fives, right?
Yep. Flaherty and Fulton Weiss in Atlanta, and then Strasburg and Bueller in L.A.
I mean, I like the Braves. I like the Braves at home, to be honest.
Plus on the plus side of that, too, which is crazy. I think the Braves are a better team, certainly a better lineup, I think. I do. I like Fulton Weiss. I don't really matter. I mean, they're going to throw everybody in the kitchen sink out there. Braves plus 103, I think I've written down here. Where is it?
Yep,
yeah, Braves, yeah, plus 103. And then the Dodgers minus 153, too. That's crazy. But I do like Bueller in that game against Strasburg. Again, I just think the Dodgers are better top to bottom in terms of the, you know, that lineup is crazy.
Right. I mean, you go going in, you think, look, the Braves and the Dodgers are going to win these series. Well, guess what? It's game five, so win.
Both at home. Braves are getting a little bit, $3. I don't know. That's a little scary. But, yeah, I mean, I think both home teams, Braves are a dog. Both home teams are going to get it done. The immense pressure on the Dodgers. They lose. The dude Roberts is fired. But I do just too good. And Buehler's a baller. So I think they'll both be all right tomorrow.
I agree.
Oh, totals?
Go ahead. I think at the very least you take both home teams. And if you split, you split. I don't think both road teams are going to win.
That's a good point. I mean, the Braves totals 8. I don't know. I mean, I think they're kind of both there. And the Dodgers totals 7. You know, maybe that Dodger may get over 7. I'm not sure. That's pretty low, but everybody's going to be tight. So, I mean, I would stay away from the totals, but I do, like I said, we do like the Braves and the Dodgers tomorrow.
Dodgers, Braves. We're going to put all kinds of action in this week, folks. We're going to talk a little bit about what we did last week. All kinds of action because we're going to roll this shit. We're hot. We're hot right now. We're going to go. And then, so we got this big trip coming up, right? So
you're on the road this week, right? You and the boys
heading to Clemson with the boys to watch Florida State. When we planned the trip, we didn't know Florida State would have fallen off the map quite so much. We knew Clemson would be better. But we didn't know Florida State would be just as bad as they've been. They're starting to get back a little better these last couple of weeks, but that's just good for us. And Clemson has not looked what anybody thinks.
Right.
Everybody's kind of like down on Clemson, even though they're undefeated and whooping everybody's ass. They're kind of like, well, it's not really like what I thought I'd see out of Clemson. Obviously, the North Carolina game was a little bit of a hiccup. But when we get to the picks later on, I think that falls perfectly into our hands. This game is the spread isn't as big as we want. But we got my boys from home in Freehold, New Jersey. Guys went to college with, guys from all over the country, mostly up in the Northeast, going on this trip. But you got to be careful around the house, Webb. You gotta be careful.
I know. I've been there.
I can't go skipping around the house like it's gonna be the greatest time of my life because my wife's gonna be on to me. Look, it's fun. She knows it's gonna be fun. I'm meeting up friends, all that shit. And it's good, clean fun we get into over there. But shit, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh hell yeah! You can't be too happy getting out of Dodge.
Right. She knows all my tricks too. She knows all my tricks. Like I got this cool hat that I think I'm real cool with when I wear. Like it's like a Kangol I wear on backwards and stuff. And so she knows when I'm wearing that out, I'm kind of feeling myself. You know, I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
Right, you're so cool.
Yeah. So I'm throwing that in the bag. She's like, oh, you got your cool hat on. Are you bringing your cool hat?
Cool guy.
Right?
Yeah. We'll even get out of the bag.
Right. I'm trimming up my nose hair and my ear hair. I got to be careful. I don't want her to see me because she's gonna say something like, oh wow, you're trimming up your nose hair. Yeah, you never do that. You don't do that at home.
Yeah, right. You took a shower.
Yeah. So, dude, it's funny. Like I said, it's just good, clean fun that we have. But God, we're getting so damn old. So this house has it's got all the amenities, man, for a bunch of dudes that's gonna be gambling on every little like you know how it is. We gamble on every goddamn thing. This thing's got ping pong. It's got pool table. It's got card table. It's got foosball.
None of it will be played.
We got the dice. We got the dice game.
Rito get the dice going for sure.
Right. But we're such dorks. Like we go to the bar in these towns.
For yourself,
where we go,
you're a dork.
You're fucking listen. You're right with us. You're right with us. Because what we do, we go to the bars, right? And there's 11 50-year-old jerk-offs from New Jersey standing in the corner playing dice. with a table full of dollar bills and five dice.
Right.
Yelling and screaming
in the whole bar. Right. You do it fucking around the corner from the house.
College kids all over the place going off, and we're fucking playing dice in the corner like a bunch of losers from New Jersey.
It's a bunch of fat assholes.
Right. Yeah, it got so bad, right? So the group text is heating up this week, man. Everybody's excited. Everybody's
thank God. Excited. That's a seventh circle of hell. Thank God.
Oh, you're missing out. It's good stuff. So Mole's texting, oh, man, we got to make sure we find out what time you have to get to Esso. That's the big bar there for before the games. It's like, what time you have to get to Esso before the game to get a good table. And we're like, dude, how fucking old are you that you're worried about getting a good table? You know, so everybody jumped all
around. Yeah, he needs a seat. He can't stand.
Fuck.
Aren't you going to the game?
Yeah, we're going to the game, but we're not tailgating this year. We're just going to a bar instead first.
Oh, okay.
That's what's going on. That's why it's the other years we had a whole tailgate.
You're going to go to a 3:30 game at 2:30 in the afternoon? Is that how the old guys
No, I say 2:30 because it's 2:30 Central. What I'm saying is, Mole's asking if we have to get to this place by 11. Mole's asking if we should get to this place by 11 to get a table.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Right. But what I'm saying is, when have we ever worried about how old are we that we're worried about getting that we have to have a table at this big college fucking bar and shit? And so everybody, so then right away people chime in, right? Yeah, make sure, you know, just fuck with them. Make sure you get us a table that's in the spot that's not too loud. But make sure it's not, you know, make sure you wear a sweater so it's not so chilly.
Make sure there's not too many sorority girls by you.
Yeah. Mole's worried about catching the early bird special, like old people at the buffet. So, yeah, is it handicap accessible? That's what we need to know. There's a bunch of old motherfuckers.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know where that came from, but also, you know, we got the usual shit. You know, you got Lynch and Reed and Jeff. And even Mangino, the whole PacCon gang, you got the Pompton guys, you got Smiley and Mole, and then Walsh is gonna be there. And then but you got your Jersey boys. So I talked to Joe Henderson. Joe the Jet.
Yeah, Clemson boy.
Yeah, he's gonna be there.
Is he?
So he might have to take your place. If we play football, he might have to take your place. We're stepping up to Joe the Jet.
Go ahead. Yeah, here you go. Knock yourself out.
Dude, that dude was a beast at Clemson too. I looked up his stats and stuff. There was one website that ranked the top running backs in Clemson history, and he was ranked on it at number 25 in Clemson history.
Behind Terry Kirby back in the day, and he had
Terry Allen, right? Terry Allen, I believe.
Okay.
Right. And he had his senior year at Clemson, he had 8 touchdowns. That's pretty good.
That was some major college football. I think Danny Ford was the coach. They were big. Yeah. Clemson was good. They were big.
Yep. Big time. Big time. Joe the Jet, man. Best Jersey Shore's ever seen. All right. Let's look at the picks from last week. So we started out with Thursday night's game. We called Kelly, Molly, and Julia Arnold for a little help with that Seattle game. And they got the game right. The only problem is maybe we should mention we should mention to the guests that point spreads are involved. So Seattle won. I forget whether they won by 2 and they were laying 3 or they won by 1 and were laying 2.
Yeah, we lost by half a point, I think, there, right?
Yeah. But we're going to give them credit anyway. We lost the game, but we're going to give them credit because they got the winner. We didn't give the specifics about point spread and stuff like that. So we're going to say, and say, look, that we probably had our best week on this sportswatchmonitor.com last week, and they
we're
kicked it off.
We're coming back, baby.
They
we
kicked
go.
It off, so we're gonna give them full credit for that. So
just
then we had
the quarter pole.
We had the Bearcats and the over on Friday night and split that. Then we lost on Temple. Temple gave up a touchdown with 39 seconds left.
Yep.
And won by 10 instead of 17, laying 11.
We've had a couple. I mean, we've had a couple of those. I mean, we did have that Texas game a couple weeks ago that we had no right in winning. But I'd give you that one. I'll give you one to get back three or four on the other side of it. But that's all part of the game, man. We've been here before. We'll be all right.
And then came Saturday, Webb, and it was the day, one of the days we've been waiting for. We went 3-0 in baseball on Saturday and 7-2 in college football.
Look at that, dude. 10-2, baby.
Dig it. So we had the Longhorns, like you mentioned. We had Navy. We had the Buckeyes, man. The Buckeyes, dude. Those guys are good.
Buckeyes are looking good. Rolling.
They are good. They are good. We had your Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Love the Golden Gophers. Love them.
Right, I threw in a Buffalo. They got a cover. They went to overtime. They were getting 3 points and lost by one.
We'll take it.
The Brad Bohannon, Robbie Lawson, Missouri Tigers got us a win.
They're playing well too in their defense. They had that stumble early, but they're rolling. They're rolling. Right.
The Georgia Bulldogs gave us a little scoop and score towards the end. A little scoop and score for a cover towards the end.
Yeah. We really can't cry too much about it. Yeah, that dude got so lambasted. Did you see that play?
Big time. And that was Tennessee jumped out on them a little bit. They had a new quarterback and they jumped out with a couple plays early. But Georgia really came on strong. The only games we lost was
that dude from Lodi, New Jersey, by the way, that quarterback.
The one from Tennessee?
Yeah, Lodi. Land of dumb Italians. Lodi, New Jersey.
Dig it. They probably know that dice game will be playing all weekend long.
They invented it. That's the guy I complained about. That's where he lives, where I tell him on Mondays that I meant to bet the other teams.
There's a song stuck in Lodi or something like that. I know it's not about Lodi, New Jersey, but I don't know what the hell that's about. All right, so then we lost SMU. SMU was down.
Yeah, that was bullshit. They came all the way back.
They basically played one quarter of football and won in overtime. They were down 30-9, and I think we had them laying about 12.5 points. They outscored Tulsa 34-7 in the second half, including overtime. So if they just played two quarters out of four, we would have had something going on.
Well, here's one of those I told you so. I had him in the second half, so at least I recouped some of that money.
Oh, man, they rolled in the second half, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. And then we had Nebraska, and now Nebraska officially sucks.
Yeah, we're playing my boys this week, the Golden Gophers. So
I'd like that too. They're only laying a touchdown or less. I'll tell you, there's a couple of big college games this weekend. The two biggest ones, really. I was super surprised at the point spreads in them. I was kind of going in really looking forward to taking LSU. I figured they'd be maybe favored by 6 or 7. I thought it would be less than that. To be honest, I thought they'd be favored by 3, 4, 5, and then I thought at worst LSU is going to be favored by a touchdown. And man, they're 13.5. And then the same with
13-54.5.
I couldn't wait to take Oklahoma. Pardon. I couldn't wait to take Oklahoma. Thinking they were going to be favored by 3, 4, 5, maybe a touchdown, and they're favored by 10. Everybody thought that they're better, you know.
I mean, that's a number that I can't even. I mean, those aren't. I got 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 games written down here, and neither one of them are on there. I mean, we'll pick them obviously, but those
you
got to
pick them.
Those
are the big ones.
Yeah, those are tough games.
All right, so since we're at it, quick pick. What are you looking at this week? What do you think college football wise? Let me start by saying we got the Raging Cajuns on Wednesday night. We got a Wednesday night. That's right, Louisiana, University of Louisiana. It used to be ULL, now it's just Louisiana. That's the Raging Cajuns, and they're playing Wednesday
night.
No, that's ULM is on Thursday. We got a couple Louisiana teams playing. I got them circled.
Who knew there was such higher learning institutions in the state of Louisiana?
They got lots of higher learning here.
Yeah, it's a lot going on down there.
Lots of higher learning.
I'm a Raging Cajun fan though, so that's going to be an easy fix right there.
And it's the only game on Wednesday night, other than baseball, if there is any. There might not even.
Oh yeah, Appalachian State, right? Okay, yeah. Oh shit, yeah. UL Lafayette. That's a pick 'em. Pick 'em. Oh, easy. Yeah. Giving it away.
Raging Cajuns. We got them. Taking them. No more. Nothing else to be said. Raging Cajuns. Oh, take them.
So all right. Old.
And then we got a couple games Thursday night. We got NC State and Syracuse. Let me say, Webb, I watched Syracuse play a full game a while back, and I was not impressed in any way.
That was against Maryland. I was all over Syracuse. I hear you. I get it. I looked at this game. Obviously, if it's not a Thursday, we wouldn't probably be talking about it. I looked at it. I think I'm safe and going with Syracuse plus the 4.5, buying it to 5. I think that it's going to be right there. Syracuse is not as bad as they looked that game. They're getting a couple guys back on the offensive line.
I'm not talking about that game, dude. I watched the game. I think it was West. The game I actually saw was Western Michigan. And Syracuse won uncovered. But man, they weren't good, Webb. They were not a good team.
They're all line drives in the box score, man.
Yeah, but now is the time. That's the problem. They're all line drives in the box score. So now you're thinking, oh, Syracuse plus 5, we're good to go. I think NC State wins this game Thursday night. So we can stay off it if you want. We can talk about UL Monroe, or we can move on and think about it.
Let me see what the total is. I think they're both going to score points. Hold on, let me see. I think it was 55, something like that. We may be safe. 56. I have Syracuse written down here and over, so I don't know. Maybe we could split the difference and go with the over.
I'll take the over. I'll have no problem taking the over.
All right.
Yeah, it's weird because in general I would root for Syracuse. I like them in general. I just think they're not good.
It's just not good. Let's just get to 28-28. We'll worry about it after that.
I'm fine with that. We can take the over NC State. Okay, then UL Monroe. I like it. Louisiana.
Who's that? That's
against Texas State.
Yeah, I mean I'll leave that one up to you.
All right, we're going Wednesday and Thursday. We're gonna get started off early Wednesday and Thursday with Louisiana teams. I love it.
All right.
Friday night.
Friday. We got who's on Friday here? That's the 11th, right?
Virginia, Miami.
Miami, Virginia, and then New Mexico and Colorado State. I do like Colorado State in the late game, -3.5. We're going to buy that to 3. New Mexico, I think, is Bob Davey, right? He's the coach, but he's in the hospital half the time. The old Notre Dame coach. I think Colorado State is decent, I guess, but New Mexico is no good. I'd lay the points in that one.
Yeah, I like that. There's also, do you have any feel about the Virginia Miami? I think Virginia's a pretty solid team, but Miami at home, maybe they're getting their shit together. I don't know.
This is another one that I don't know why.
I think Virginia's pretty good.
I'd like
good.
To root for Miami, but I don't know why they're favored here. You look at how they played and who they played. I think Virginia is probably a better team. I'm not sure why this line isn't flipped. And 45 is still a kind of a weird number, too. That means they're not going to score either team. That's a kind of a low college total. I can defer to you on this one. I wouldn't have a problem taking Virginia, although I'm a kind of a closet Jimmy Johnson Miami fan. But
I'll take the Cavaliers. We're going Cavaliers in that.
Boom. Take some.
But I also want to take points. There's one more game that night that I'm interested in taking points in. I think Colorado goes to Oregon. Obviously a tough place to play.
Oh, that is the same, Matt. I'm sorry. Yep, you got it. Yeah,
that's a big point spread. I think Colorado's
21 and 15. No, you know what? Fuck Colorado. I'm not. They fucked this 3-4 weeks in a row. I'm not biting on that one.
Okay. Are we laying the points or staying away?
Let's stay away. Let me see. What's the time? That's a late game. No, we're gonna have to do something here on this one.
right.
shit. All right, let's take the points. It's 21, 3 scores. I think they'll lose by 20. They'll be down by 27. They'll score, and they'll lose by 20. We'll cover by that point. How's that sound?
That sounds like a fucking perfect plan to me.
Beautiful.
All right, moving into Saturday. What do you see Saturday like?
Let me look at my list, and we can grab the big ones here. But obviously, we talked about it already. I love my Minnesota Golden Gophers. 7.5 over Nebraska up in Minnesota. Nebraska officially sucks. I think the quarterback got hurt anyways. And fuck them. I watched that game. That was shit on Saturday. But make sure that's a big half point. Let's get it to 7. 49. I don't know how many points Nebraska is going to score, so I'll stay away from the total. But I do like Minnesota for sure. The other one I like too, Temple. I'm pissed off, and I like Memphis -6. I think they're actually they're a fairly legit team, Memphis, which is surprising. They pumped out a couple pros, running backs in particular. I think one was a third round pick, and the Cowboys got another guy, and he's pretty good. So I like them -6 over Temple. I don't think Temple, again, how many points are they going to score to win that game? The total's 15.5. I don't have too much of a lean on that, but I do like Memphis -6. The other one I do like too is Washington. They kind of got embarrassed a little bit last week. I think Peterson's a great coach. they are much. That kid Eason, transfer from Georgia. He's a baller. He's going to be a pro. The quarterback, 6.5. Obviously, we're going to buy it to 6 at Arizona. Arizona is nothing. They're going to get that one done, I think, pretty easy. They need to show some strength there. I like that one as well. Those are my top three. And then I have a couple here. Oh, I have 3 more, it looks like. Boise, I was looking at, -11.5 at home over Hawaii. Hawaii, I go back and forth on, but I think Boise's playing better. That quarterback is really coming to his own. He was hurt. He played well against Florida State that first game, and he got hurt, and I think he'd come back. I think they're playing well. That blue field in Hawaii, I mean, that's always a travel. Everything's a big travel for them. So I think Boise probably gets that done, -11 on the bye. Utah at Oregon State, -13.5. Utah is strong. They did stumble, which I think just helps us in this game. I think this number should be closer to that, you know, 17-16.5 range. So I think you can buy it to 13. Would be safe there. And then I also we're back to this BYU here, Smith. I don't know. I keep thinking they're going to do so. They're kind of we're up and down on them. They're -6 at South Florida. They always seem to be playing somebody good, BYU. I don't know if they play a fucking home game, but -6. South Florida sucks. I think they're going to kind of let some frustration out and on their schedule out on this South Florida team. So I think they'll win that game by a touchdown, too. So.
All right. Actually, I had Washington and Utah circled as a couple of my games and Minnesota as well. So those are definites. We got to go with Clemson. I'm going Clemson.
Oh, yes.
I will personally bring home the victory in Clemson.
Of course.
Mike Lynch, Dave Hunt, all the boys, Plasinski, Garjul, Smiley, Mole, we will bring home the win. We will bring home the win.
I would get that now if you can. I think it's 27. I checked it before. I would assume it would go to that 4 touchdown number. Like you said earlier, it's lucky that they kind of stumbled a little bit in Florida State. Seems like they found a little bit of a groove, or else you were looking at 35. So you kind of stole a touchdown there. And again, this is Florida State sucks, but it's still Florida State. They still carry that name, carries the cachet. It's going to be on TV. And the thing that's going in your favor, you talk about Clemson and that 4 hole. They need to. They're going to hang. They got to hang a number on these guys. So you may be looking at this. Maybe even a 6. This game may. You know, you may ATM may go for 3. You know, 2 on the ground, 1 in the air, and then the Golden Boy is going to throw another 3. So what is that? Then you're at 6 scores right there, and maybe something on defense. You're looking at 7, 6, 7, 8 touchdowns for Clemson for sure.
I think they roll. So also, I know we've been beating the Wisconsin Michigan State horse to death, but I'll tell you, I think Wisconsin rolls over Michigan State this week. Do you believe in that as well or no?
I'm a little annoyed at Michigan, at Wisconsin. It seems these big games, he'll have 3 scores against somebody shitty in the first quarter, and then against somebody else he'll pull up lame in the second quarter. Again, he'll sit for a quarter, but I can never get behind Michigan State. What's the number you got there? I'm looking for it here.
Like 10.5.
10.5. Yep. It's up in Madison. Yeah. How many points is Michigan State going to score? Are they going to score 10?
They might not score at all. As far as I'm concerned.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one, too. I'm on that for sure, no doubt.
Okay, let's talk about the 2 big games. You know, like I said, I didn't think that the lines would be so much. So are you into taking points in these 2 games and see what happens or what?
I am not. In the Oklahoma game, I'm a bit of a closet Texas fan, but I don't know, dude. They're good. I mean, how many times are they going to match to match? They can score, you know, 70% of the time, and I think that Texas can score 60% of the time. Is that going to be enough to cover that 10 points, 10.5 points? I think it might be. It's a tough game. I do think you're going to see it's going to be a track 75.5. It's always tough when I hit that number on 75.5 to go over. Gun to my head on this game, I would lay the 10 points.
Wow. All right. I was leaning the other way. I'm looking at the Oklahoma schedule, right? So, look, Oklahoma's look super impressive, right? But they've played Kansas,
yep.
Texas nothing. Tech,
nothing.
UCLA, South Dakota,
nothing.
And Houston.
Yeah, that was it. Houston was early too, so that was even a real true test. I mean, Houston was better then than they are now. They got half the guys redshirted. I hear you. What's Texas schedule? You got it there or no?
Yeah, Texas went at West Virginia. They played Oklahoma State. They played Rice. They played LSU. And they went toe to toe with LSU. And this game to me, I think they call it the Red River Rivalry or something.
Yep.
These teams battle. You know, I just
I think
I'm not loving the game, but I think if we take a pick, we should take the points. That's how I feel about it. And I could be wrong. I could be wrong, obviously.
You know, that's fine. I'll give in on this one. 5-11.
Fair enough. We'll take Texas. And then what about? I kind of feel a similar way to the LSU. Man, I just didn't think it would be two touchdowns with this LSU and Florida game. That's a lot. It's a lot of points. And I know I was really looking forward to taking LSU when I thought it would be like 7. I just didn't see this number coming.
I mean, I'm torn here too. I like both quarterbacks. LSU. What time is this? 8 o'clock. It's good. That's
crazy. Oh, it's nighttime in Death Valley, man. It's when they're at the best.
I don't think Florida's, you know, really any good. I am rooting for the quarterback. I like that kid. That's an interesting story. I think he's going to be in the NFL, which is funny. He played in high school behind the quarterback from Houston, who's now redshirt, and this kid's going to be. Not that the other guy won't, but anyways. Man, I don't know. I don't know if I'm just a favorite guy, but I don't. How many points are Florida going to score?
Hey, look, first of all, if you really like LSU, that's my team. You know what I mean? I have no problem taking
it. Let's take that. Let's do that. Give me LSU. Fuck Florida.
I mean, I was all about taking LSU -7, so fuck it, you know?
Yeah, well, that was you. Hey, I'll take LSU -7.
Right. I don't know where I thought those. I just when I saw those two, I was looking forward to those two games, and when I saw the numbers, I was surprised.
I think the number tells you. I mean, I don't know the Florida defense. They're still going to rack up. I mean, it may not be a cakewalk. It might, you know, he might be sitting there at halftime like, uh-oh. But
it only takes to be up 7 and then a play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying right here. It's going to be a one score game to cover. So that's not too much to ask. I don't think I'm down.
All right. So, you got. Anything else? That's a lot. We got a lot of plays. We got a lot of plays out there.
Yeah, I mean, Dam is laying 17 at Texas A&M. I had some high hopes for A&M coming in. I mean, we could stay away from that game. It's just interesting. You know, everyone, you know, can Bama have a quieter season, I think? Is anyone even?
While still dominating everybody.
Right. I'm not even talking about it, but they're number one. Notre Dame's laying 11 to USC. I think actually Notre Dame would cover that one. You guys are going to be out. It's going to be a big game for you guys. I think if you had to, I'd lay that 11. Book played pretty good last week. And USC, I think, is on their third quarterback, and they cannot wait for the season to end to fire that fucking coach and bring Urban Meyer in. What else?
I saw Penn State's laying 4 to Iowa. Iowa's coming off a pretty tough game. Pretty tough game last week.
I like Iowa. They've been good to us. Penn State is playing well. That's a tough one. I don't know what else we got. There's got to be something. I mean, there's other games. If you had to, that's a tough one. I might sneak an Iowa +4 in there if I had to. Penn State's not going to go undefeated.
All right. We'll skip that one then.
Yep. There's plenty of stuff on at that point anyways.
We got – want me to give you a quick count where we're at?
I don't know.
For the week, 1, 2, 9, 10, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 16, maybe 16. Wednesday and Thursday and Friday games.
Wednesday game. There's a whole one game on Wednesday, so that's why we're 17.
We are going to get hot. We're going to be 14-4 this week.
There you go. No doubt. That's good enough for me. Yeah, and that LSU game's on 8 o'clock anyways. So you
gotta watch.
Lap it up for that. Yeah, there you go.
And we'll have Washington, I think, as a late game, too. That's going to be a good one to watch.
5 o'clock, yep.
All right, so we got the Raging Cajuns on Wednesday.
8 o'clock, yep.
We got the over NC State on Thursday. We got UL Monroe on Thursday. We got Virginia on Friday. We got Colorado State on Friday. And we got Colorado on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Texas, Clemson, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Washington, Boise, Utah, BYU, LSU and Memphis.
You guys are set too. You got Oklahoma, Texas at noon, so you're straight.
Yeah, that's what. Last week we had like no games early. I hate that shit. How stupid are we to not have to do that?
Right, makes me nuts. They do that shit with baseball. The baseball, like 1 o'clock. There's no. How the fuck are we supposed to bet on?
Yeah, but they do it. At least they do it to themselves for the baseball. We did it to ourselves. Like I'm waking up, get all excited about football Saturday, and then I'm like, damn, I don't got a game play until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And what happened to the – how come they don't play the games overseas at 9:30 in the morning anymore? That other game, I think that the Bears and the whatchamacallit were on out there, and it was 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I think they do have one this week. I think – now that you say it, I think there is one NFL game this week that that is the real early game. Let me look that up. We'll move right to the NFL now. So let's go from
there. No, I don't see it. I got all 1 o'clock.
8:30 a.m. Panthers, Buccaneers.
I don't have a line on that here. Maybe that's why.
Carolina's -2. That's what it says on ESPN anyway. I don't like the game, but no Cam. I think he might have played his last game at Carolina, for all I know.
He should. I told you Kyle Allen was the real deal. I told you. And McCaffrey's balling.
McCaffrey, dude, is nuts. And that was against Jacksonville's defense last week.
Yeah. Well, I don't think what's his name didn't play, the crazy dude. Ramsey didn't play, right?
Oh, he did.
But Diggler was rolling, though.
That's my man. Well, the Saints got the Jags this week. Dirk Diggler's playing ball. Dirk Diggler plays ball, man.
You want to talk about a funky line? That's the Dirk Diggler -1 in that game.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get that, but I don't like it.
I'm telling you who's going to win.
I don't like it.
Ain't winning that game.
Saints are new, but man, I still got that under, you know? So I'm like, well, I like that they're doing good and all, but what's, I still got that under 10.5.
Playing that game.
No, I'm talking about the under 10.5 wins.
Yeah, you ain't winning
when Breeze goes down, I'm like, oh man, I'm fucking, that's gold. I might as well play cash and take it now.
Right. Yeah, you ain't winning that.
Yeah, we got a long way to go.
That's not true. True.
So Panthers, Bucks, I love rolling out of bed in the morning and seeing a football game. Although, I will be in Clemson. I don't know if I'll be up at 7:30 anymore.
You guys ain't doing shit with that game. Unless you're still, well, what are you talking about? You're going to be sleeping at 9:30. Your ass will be up at 7:30 in the morning going for a job.
Maybe I'll go for a job. So who are we liking at?
I mean, there's something going on because I don't have the game listed here on our sheet. What do you got there?
I got Panthers -2.
Two.
And 48.
I don't see it going over. I'll take the 2, I think.
You take Tampa +2?
Yeah. You'd like the other way?
Yeah, but I don't.
I like Kyle Allen. So, I mean, that's to be.
Yeah, I'll take the Panthers -2.
All right. We'll go with McCaffrey and Kyle Allen. Why not? Against fucking dick-ass Jameson.
Yeah. And then, we skipped, though. We got Thursday night, though. We got the young boy goes to New England.
Again, I can't even. That fucked up, stupid-ass nickname they got. That's easy. New England wins that game by 35-7. 35-10, it's easy. New England covers that 16.5.
You're laying 17?
In a heartbeat. I'm not taking it. What are you going to do? Go under 42? They're going to score 42 themselves.
No, New England will score 4. I like the over.
All right, so how many points are New England going to score? 30-something?
Yeah.
All right, then what are the Giants going to score? 20? You think the Giants are going to score 3 times?
So we're going New England in the over Thursday night.
No Barkley?
You convinced me. New England in the over Thursday night.
That's easy.
All right, and we got the Panthers first thing in a crack of dawn. Crack of dawn on Sunday morning.
Wake up, shave your tongue, start gambling.
All right, so what other games you like on Sunday?
So I got I looked at KC. What's up with what's his face? Is he hurt, Mahomes? Is he all right? That ankle, whatever?
I don't know. He didn't look too good.
I think their defensive line is a little underrated, and that Houston.
I think they have tons of injuries. The Chiefs,
horrendous. It's tough. I think Deshaun Watson deserves a Medal of Honor, but I think the Chiefs are going to score more than the 10 points they've been averaging these past couple of games. This is the last, hurrah here. Let's see what the Chiefs do. If they don't win and cover this, we got to start talking, thinking different things for them. So I do think they win this game and cover 4.5. I got the Rams circled -3.5 over the Niners. Niners think they're going to the Super Bowl, obviously. They're 5-0, right? Or 4-0, I think. I don't think Garoppolo hasn't played as many games as the other guy from last night, the Browns quarterback. So I'm still not sold on the Niners. They ran a dive for 80 yards on the second play of the game. That got him a touchdown. He throws an interception on the next play. The guy, I like the Rams get right and win this game by 3.5 is the number I would buy it to 3. And I do like the Chargers actually over Pittsburgh. What's his name is out, right? Mason Rudolph. Chargers -6.5. Buy that to 6. Chargers will win that game at home. Those are my 3 strongest. I also got Denver written down here. I got Jacksonville. At this point, when I wrote it down, they were +1. It went to -1, which is a huge swing. I'm not sure about that. I do like the under in that game, 44.5. And I do think I'm terrified as a Cowboy fan. I'm terrified of the 0-5 Jets. So
I had the Cowboys written down as one of my
Cowboys suck,
top
dude.
Picks. No,
they
don't.
They can't defend the run, and they cannot. They're allergic to the ball on defense. They cannot intercept a pass. If they could hand this ball off 50, 60 times to Le'Veon Bell, the Jets would win the game.
I don't know, man. I'm a believer that the Jets can make anybody feel good. That's what I believe.
Is DeMonto Boy coming back? I think he's still out. One more week, or is he back?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if he's back.
And that line, 7 points, tells me something. That's going to be a close game. The Cowboys are reeling. They're banged up like crazy. So who else you got? Let's
man, I'm off on your picks. I can tell you that. I didn't like the Chiefs, but I didn't like the Texans. I just didn't like that game. And I also, I'm a believer in the 49ers. And I don't want to be the guy that watches the team on Monday night and goes, oh, man, this team's really fucking good, because I don't think that. But I'm not that much of a believer in the Rams.
So they're going to go 5-0 and beat a team in a division on the road.
They don't have to beat them. They have to lose by a field goal.
Well, right. I mean, okay. I feel strongly the other way. The Rams are going to win that game.
Well, we'll put the Rams down. You feel strongly about it.
Minus three. -3. That's
I like the Chargers. I like the Chargers because the Steelers have no quarterback.
Game went to 7, just went to – no, right, that's 7. Right. The Steelers aren't that good. They're not – they don't have any talent.
Right. So
– so definitely the Steelers, right?
I had the Cowboys written down. I have the Browns to bounce back, actually.
The Browns are horrible. I don't know what – I thought – I wasn't – when I was on at the beginning of the year, I thought that their defense would at least show up. That was embarrassing. Literally, the dude ran a dive on 2nd and 10 and they're gone. I keep waiting and waiting for them. I have no faith in anyone. The offensive line sucks. And I thought the defense at least would be strong, but they're not good. And what's his name is a magician, Russell Wilson. Who else you got? Let's see if we can figure something else out.
Oh, okay. We got Monday night. I don't know if you're going to like this or not, but I like the Lions getting a few points.
I do not. I think actually this is interesting. You bring this up. I think the Packers are going to be my suicide pick. I already took the Pats, I already took the Ravens, and I already took the Chargers. So I don't know who's really left. And I took the Cowboys. Not that I would take the Cowboys anyway. So maybe it's just a Cowboy fan. I don't think that the Cowboys have ever beaten Aaron Rodgers, ever. So that dude is fucking balls good. I just think they could win the game at home. 4.5 is a number. Maybe Detroit +5 may do something. They're playing a ton better than I thought they would, so... that's tough too, man. So who we got so far for sure? The Rams.
Not much. We got the Rams and the Chiefs, and I'm not crazy about them. We got the Chargers. We got the Chargers.
Chargers. All right.
We got New England and the over and the Panthers, but those are other days. You said the Broncos. You said the Broncos. I would consider doing the Broncos. You know, I was high on them early in the season. They finally got a win.
Yep, I think they should probably get another win. That's only 2.5. Tennessee is, they're probably right where they should be. The Broncos again are desperate. So I wouldn't mind them. I like the under in the Saints, 44, and let's see what it is. I don't know if you think, what you think about that, 44.
I think that number's about right. Because I feel like Minshew has been moving, Jacksonville has been moving the ball defense with Minshew. Yeah.
All right, so we got the Chargers, the Rams, the Broncos.
Yeah. And the Chiefs. This is a pretty good game in Minnesota. The Eagles go to the Vikings, catching a few points.
I mean, I still think Minnesota. I think I like the home team there. Again, the Eagles are playing. The Eagles touch the fire every week and kind of get out of it, I think. But you know me, I'm no Kirk Cousins fan.
right.
I just, that's a tough game. 3 points, that could go either way, I think. Who's quarterbacking for the Redskins, do you know?
I don't know. It was the kid from Texas last week, right?
Yeah, McCoy. I think if McCoy, they're laying 3.5 at Miami. I think that new coach, they may get a little jolt. I think I like the Redskins a little bit. All right, well, let's
have they're laying 3.5.
Yeah, well, the Dolphins, they don't want to win the game.
Well, they both suck. They both suck.
Yeah, but the Dolphins, we knew that. They don't want – the Dolphins, no way that they want to win this game, especially to a team that's – they're going to be going head-to-head with for the number for Tua. Actually, they probably wouldn't take Tua. They just took Haskins, but – all right, let's
– they got garbage. They got garbage out in the desert. They got garbage out in the desert.
I like the home team there. That is garbage.
You finally, I wanted to take Houston last week, and you fucking stuck up for the Falcons. Now you're ready to, you're ready to give up on the Falcons against the Cardinals.
I'm fading the Falcons and the fucking Browns. Fuck them.
That's your boys. And the Cowboys. I'm trying to play the Cowboys this week. You're not letting me. Against the Jets.
I'm furious at the Cowboys. Don't even get me started. Furious.
We got to come up with
stuck
plays,
from top to bottom. Furious at the Cowboys. All right, so we got. All right, let's figure it out. Chargers, Broncos, Rams, and you give me two.
Well, I'm giving you the Chiefs.
Okay. Well, you got who else? You got. You want to skip that? I mean, All right, let's stay with the Chiefs. Let's stay with the Chiefs.
No, we can keep the Chiefs. I said that's fine. We got those four. But we gotta come up with something Monday night.
Monday night. Okay. What's the total? 47. Jeez. All right, let's take the points. Fuck it, I'll take the points. Why not?
All right, cool. Monday night. And then there's three games. Well, no, let's see. You took the the Browns and the Cowboys. Pick one.
We'll take the Cowboys.
There it is. That should be good. So we got the Panthers first thing in the morning. We got the Chiefs, the Rams, the Broncos, the Cowboys, the Chargers, the Lions on Monday night. And we got New England and the over on the Thursday.
Yep.
Did we miss anything?
I don't think so. That's more than enough. My head's spinning just thinking about it. I can't even do them. I can't even add all that up.
This was a tough week in the NFL.
I agree.
Because everybody, there's two teams that are great. And I just said two. I don't even know. New England's great. Everybody else is mediocre. Saints are pretty good.
In the NFC, you got the Saints and the Packers. We'll see what happens there. AFC, we'll see this week with the Chiefs, but the New England, at this point, New England is in the league by itself in the entire NFL.
Got the Redskins and the Dolphins and the Cardinals and shit. And then everybody else is the same. Everybody's week to week.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, they wanted parity, and they damn sure got it. I mean, the Ravens, I guess they think, is pretty good. Seattle's pretty good. Eagles are pretty good. Vikings are pretty good. I guess you could say the Cowboys are pretty good. And then who else? I mean, you got to say the Niners.
Yeah. I mean, what have they done to not think they're pretty good? They turned the ball over like five times against the Steelers and beat them, even though it was a Steelers with the Mason Rudolph, but they still were able to pull out a win with five turnovers.
And then, I mean, you know, I don't – let's see. Who's the AFC? I mean, it's tough, man. I don't know. I mean, it's amazing. New England just wins and wins and wins. Well, let me see the standings here. Buffalo actually is for real. They're off.
Yeah.
4-1. That's a good day. They're talking about the Raiders making a playoffs, which is not going to happen. Saints and Seattle's 4-1. Yeah. So, I mean, the NFC is tough. We'll see what the Rams do this week. They'll come out and get this win for us over the Niners. And everyone's really going to even out.
Right. Right. So it's looking at your survivor pick, who you think you're taking this week? I know Brad Bohan's he's lucky enough, he's fortunate enough that he took some weird picks early. Not weird, but good picks. And he's got the Patriots available, so he's going with the Patriots Thursday night, I think.
I told you, I think I'm going to take the Packers. I think I took the Rams. I wouldn't take the Rams anyway this week. I already took the Cowboys. I already took the Patriots. I already took the Ravens.
And you said you took the Chargers?
And I took the Chargers, yeah, so I'm down to it. I want to take somebody at home. I just think maybe just come off of Aaron Rodgers dissect my team, but I think that they're better. That defense is for real. And I just don't – I'm not sure that Detroit's that good, so I'm down to the Packers. I put it in tentatively
you
for
can't,
now.
How can you go really wrong? You're taking the Packers at home on a Monday night in Lambeau Field. I mean
right. – And even if they don't, I mean, I would love, you know, perfect case scenario, they'll win the game by three or something. They'll be up by 10 with a minute left, and we'll give up a garbage touchdown, and the Lions can cover, and everybody will be happy. I don't know. Who do you think? I mean, obviously, the Patriots, the Ravens.
It's hard to pick because, you know, I don't know who the hell.
Right.
You know, I don't know. It depends on who you have available. The teams that, you know, if you don't have the Ravens.
Nope. I don't have the Ravens.
All the other point spreads are within a field goal.
Right. I don't have the Ravens, the Patriots, or the Chargers.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Take the Broncos? No.
I looked at it.
Right.
And I don't have the Cowboys either. Not that I would really do that. I mean.
No. I mean, you got
can't take the Broncos.
I think the Packers are the highest point spread of any team that you have left.
Yeah, and I didn't. I mean, that wasn't. I mean, I think I could take the Chiefs too. I'm not sure if even I could, but
yeah,
I'm
be a little afraid of the Chiefs. The
yeah,
Texans
I'm not
can,
even.
The Texans can beat somebody. You know.
I'm a huge Deshaun Watson fan. That dude stands back there and gets pummeled. So right now I'm on the Packers. We'll see.
All right. Well, good luck. And we'll be – who knows? I might be off the grid this week, or I might be checking in, doing some Facebook Live, something crazy from Clemson University this week.
Man.
We'll see what happens.
Off for the show, dude.
Probably be off the grid. Oh, off for the show. Get your ass onto some social media then. That's for the show. Probably be off the grid.
Just talk about how old we are. I don't know how to work that shit.
Maybe I'll video our ping pong matches. That'll be fun stuff.
Right.
All right, so I think that's our week in review. Keep an eye on Instagram. We put daily baseball picks all the time.
Next week?
Yeah, one show this week, one show next week. So just this is all our picks.
Yep.
Don't forget, thank you, John Groh, for the bumper music, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, SportsWatchMonitor.com. Facebook at the Wager Makers Podcast, Twitter at the Wager Makers Podcast, Instagram at the Wager Makers, email us at thewagermakers@gmail.com. And what does Devin say?
Go to YouTube, subscribe, like, and hit the notifications, baby. Tell a friend.
Dig it. Webb, I'll be checking in with you for the game. I already got my big hit on Clemson, minus the 26.5 before it got to 27. So we'll be checking in with you this week, I'm sure.
You got it.
All right, brother. We'll be thinking about you this week. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Later, Smith.
All right, bro.
Later, man.